USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump at a White House event with First Lady Melania said his administration would be putting pressure on governors to reopen their state schools in the fall.
We want to reopen the schools. Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
President Trump pointed to the American Academy of Pediatrics study, which was represented at the event, and repeatedly has urged officials to let students be physically present at school. The president also spoke of the number of items that have been brought to the table by his administration.
When you look at education, my administration has approved $13 billion for state and local education. We've approved over $6 billion to support colleges and another $6 billion in emergency grants to students, very importantly. We waived standardized testing requirements, deferred federal student loan and interest payments.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Trump administration submitted an official notice of withdrawal from the World Health Organization to the United Nations Secretary General after President Trump for weeks had blasted the WHO's handling of the coronavirus pandemic and what he calls its pro-China bias. The White House also notified congressional lawmakers of the official removal effective July 2021. Senate Health Committee Chairman Lamar Alexander, the Republican from Tennessee, broke with Trump to condemn his decision, saying holding the WHO accountable should not be done until after the pandemic. And former Vice President Joe Biden said he would rejoin the WHO on his first day in the White House if he is elected. The United States is on a tragic trajectory and closing in on a milestone that seemed unthinkable just a few months ago, the 3 millionth case of coronavirus. There were 2,974,435 confirmed cases as of this morning, and 10% of those were reported just since July 1st. Thanks for spending time with us. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As we learn more about Patrick Mahomes' record-breaking deal for the Kansas City Chiefs, someone had the scoop even before ESPN, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
On Monday, shortly before 2 o'clock Central Time, ESPN NFL writer Adam Schefter thought he broke major news in the NFL. As you all know, Patrick Mahomes signed a 10-year contract extension worth over $400 million. Thing is, Schefter didn't actually have it first. That honor belongs to Katie Kamlin, a liquor store employee in Kansas City, who tweeted at 12:21, a front office employee from the Chiefs came in and brought 6 bottles of fine champagne, saying there's a big signing today. He said it's not Chris Jones, so my guess is a Mahomes deal. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the U.S. is looking at banning TikTok and other Chinese social media apps over national security concerns. His remarks came as India banned the app and Australia is now considering it. Pompeo said, with respect to Chinese apps on people's cell phones, I can assure you the United States will get this one right as well. Pompeo says he does not recommend for you to download the app unless you want your private information in the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. Launched in 2016, TikTok is owned by the Beijing-based tech company ByteDance. It's been downloaded more than 1 billion times worldwide. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.